Hello, this is Dr. Vanya Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on Jason Pacheco. Date of birth 12/18/1977. Date of procedure is April 30th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Vanya Goldberg, your referring physician. Please leave this blank, self-referred. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy, and cold snare polypectomy. As well as esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies, cold biopsy colpectomy. Indication is dysphagia, comma, epigastric pain, comma, diarrhea, comma, abnormal CAT scan with colitis noted in the transverse descending and sigma colon, as well as colorectal cancer screening. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation. Drug reaction as well as possibility of missing the lesion, position ligaments are all extended to the patient. The patient is brought to the anesthesia suite, placed in a lateral position, stage grant anesthesia service with monitoring anesthesia care. The direct exam is normal, will live within the lucidity. Colonoscope is introduced into rectum in advance of direct vision. Oh, sorry. Delete that. Please go back to a well-lubricated lymphoidal gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum. Stomach G junction esophagus or retroflex used with the cardiac air resection from the stomach before draw the scope. The patient was then turned around in a left lateral position. A digital rectal exam is normal. Well-lubricated lymphoidal colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penicillar facility, cecal valve, and complex of the folds. Careful examination made of the cecum, cecal valve, ascending colon. Hepatic flexure, transverse colon, sinus flexure, descending colon, sinus colon, and the rectum period. Please go back to the sentence before this, after confluence of folds, and add the terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated. Please go back to the end of descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum period, and continue with a retroflex view was obtained at the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a (8)(2-3-3), comma, good prep. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal metasophagus appeared unremarkable. Comma, biopsies were obtained in the proximal metasophagus for further evaluation of VOE. Next line, there was a metasophageal diminutive polyp from a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an irregular Z line at 40 centimeters from bipoc with evidence of a light grade D, like dog ulcerative esophagitis. Common biopsies were obtained in the distal esophagus for further evaluation, histology, and cerebral EOE. Next line, there is evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and cerebral H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Ampulla appeared unremarkable overall. Common biopsies were obtained in D2 for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, there was Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 8, 2-3-3, good prep. Next line. There was no evidence of active inflammation with erythema or pliability noted, comma. There was evidence of scarring as well as a significant amount of pseudopolyps noted throughout the entirety of the colon. Next line. There was an approximately 10 millimeter sessile cecal polyp removed with cold biopsy, with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. The terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated and in the last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Comma, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation to rule out Crohn's disease. Next line. Random biopsies are obtained of the right colon and the transverse colon. There was evidence of 7 polyps noted in the transverse colon that were sessile and were removed with a combination of cold snare and cold biopsy polypectomy, some which could have been pseudopolyps. Next line. Descending colon random biopsies were obtained. Next line. There was evidence of numerous descending colon pseudopolyps that were cold biopsied. Next line. In the descending colon placed in a separate jar, there were 2 polyps that appeared adenomatous. These were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy in total. Next line. Random colon biopsies are obtained at the sigmoid colon separately. Next line. There were multiple sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed by a combination of cold biopsy and cold snare polypectomy. Five in total, ranging in size from diminutive to 6 millimeters. Next line, random colon biopsies are obtained in the rectosigmoid as well as in the rectum for further evaluation. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line. Plan, follow a biopsy pathology. Next line. We'll start on PPI BID for 8 weeks to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast and 30 minutes before dinner. Next line. Recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 months for reevaluation. Of LA grade D ulcerative esophagitis. Next line. Recommend avoidance of NSAIDs as well as anti-reflux precautions. Were discussed and strongly recommended. Next line. We'll follow a path from the colonoscopy, comma, may need chromoendoscopy based on pathology, given the difficulty of delineation of the pseudopolyps versus polypoid versus real polyps. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Will determine treatment based on findings of pathology. Thank you.